Milwaukee utility executive James Clouser will chair the Bush re-election effort in Wisconsin. Mr. Bush lost the state to Democrat Al Gore by less than 6,000 votes in the year 2000. But at a Republican leadership meeting in Brookfield today, Clouser offered this guarantee for 2004.
We will carry Wisconsin. Thank you.
The Bush-Cheney National Campaign Chairman is Mark Rosko. He says Wisconsin Republicans have learned some lessons from the 2000 race.
And we know from our own review of what we did in 2000 that we could have been more aggressive, more well-organized, and more networked as a grassroots organization in western Wisconsin, here in Milwaukee, the suburban counties around Milwaukee, and so that's what we'll focus upon.
Rosko points to the victory of Republican Scott Walker in the Milwaukee County executive race last year as a sign the GOP is making inroads in traditional Democratic areas. UW-Milwaukee political science professor Thomas Holbrook says the Republicans have some reason for optimism, but Holbrook says a Wisconsin-Bush victory could also be very difficult to achieve.
If the president's approval rating drops any further, if he's down in the 40s, it's going to be hard to win a state like Wisconsin, which has been competitive or leaning Democrat since the 1988 election.
Holbrook says he expects Wisconsin voters to have a keen eye on the national economy and the status of war in the Middle East. Bush campaign leader Rosko acknowledges Wisconsin soldiers have died or been wounded in Iraq.
The fact is we all know that the world changed on 9/11, and we have a choice that I think the American people understand and realize, and that is we can either address these issues in Baghdad or we can do it in Boston.
On the economic slump, especially the cutting of manufacturing jobs in Wisconsin, Rosko says President Bush and Vice President Cheney are trying many remedies to an economic problem the GOP did not create.
These were not circumstances precipitated by the president and vice president. They're a situation that they found when they arrived. And there are natural cycles. I think all of us recognize that.
Democrats say it's time for the presidency to cycle back to their party, and a variety of groups plan protests at Mr. Bush's appearance in Milwaukee next Friday. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Brookfield.